Chapter 5. Come now, you rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you. And you shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped treasure together in the last days. Behold, the wages of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which you have kept back by fraud, cry out, and the cries of the reapers have entered into the ears of Yahweh Sabaoth. You have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanting. You have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just, and he does not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Master. Behold, the husband waits for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until he receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Master draws near. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge stands before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of Yahweh, for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Iov, and have seen the end of Yahweh, that he is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yes be yes, and your no, no, lest you fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is there any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the assembly, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Master. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and Yahweh shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Eliyahu was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converts the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. Amen.